Not all prayer requires words. Indeed, some prayers or portions of prayer require silence to unfold satisfactorily. Such is mystical prayer. It's a bit like hugging a loved one. There comes a time when words alone will not satisfy the urge of the heart for direct contact and expression of love. Love can be communicated in a wordless hug with a depth and an immediacy words alone simply cannot express. Any words spoken while hugging a loved one matter more and hit the heart more directly and deeply than words without a hug or without a touch. While in prayer, to hear anything the Spirit might say to you, it is essential that you enter into heart-open, wordless listening with stilled expectations. This has been termed listening with the ear of your heart. The heart may sense or, quote, hear, unquote, what the mind cannot receive. Attempting to speak to and listen for God at the same time is a fretful example of double-tasking, something we cannot successfully do with God any more than with another person. So what does the heart listen for in its wordless openness to God? It listens for God's subtle, silent, surprisingly savoring touch. Yes, God does savor, that is, cherish your soul life. If not, you would not be at all. Yet if you are too busy with your own thoughts and wishes and agenda, you will miss God's agenda for you. I have been blessed by God in wordless prayer, and I have written tenderly, "How tenderly have you come upon me in our brief seasons of silent communion, you and me and I and you. You have touched my soul more surely, more serenely than fingers can caress flesh. I have experienced you experiencing me as none other, knowing just where and when and how I needed to be touched, wanted to be touched, even if I did not know it until you touched me. The way you seemed to succor and savor me, what can I say to you, do for you in response, other than to say how I love you, how I praise you for your way with me. Would that I could touch you as you have touched me. Would that I could caress your spirit as you have caressed my soul." Let your desire for God expand your soul. Listen for God in the way your flesh awaits a gentle breeze on a bright summer day.